Yeah, I thought that was appropriate this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are still getting over six, so you all need to move very slowly if you know what's good for you.
Yes.
Okay, people were mad at us yesterday, by the way.
I'm sorry, people. I'm telling you, man. People should not be poisoning the ginger. It's not very nice.
Oh, don't make me laugh too hard, Ginger.
I was not happy. I was like, what is this crap? I thought I was done.
We are, girl, we're not alone. And I was just, yesterday was just, and I'm going to tell y'all out there, I'm sending out emails to this bunch like I got it together, telling them, y'all better have your stuff together tomorrow. I'm not together today. That's Ginger. I'm like all over the place. I'm having three conversations with her.
She is. It's hilarious. And I'm alive. I'm alive. That's about all I can say today.
She's like, okay. She's going along with it.
I love you, McCoy.
I love you, too, but I am crazy today. I have no problems admitting it. I'm crazy every day, but this is the unfocused. This is not evil genius crazy. This is, I don't know what this is. Help somebody.
This is blah.
So happy belated New Year to all of you out there and to you, too.
Yay! Happy belated New Year. I actually had a very good New Year right up until, you know, January 1st. Then, you know, the whole year just went down the tube right off the bat.
3 days in and already poisoned.
I know, right? I don't know who's trying to kill me, but that's not very nice, y'all.
Fine, do it quick next time. That's what I tell
you. I know. Do it quick. Not this long-suffering crap. No.
I was actually sick on the couch New Year's Eve. That's where I was, watching the animals in Animal Crossing pop fireworks.
That is very nice. No, I was out here in my backyard with friends popping fireworks, watching my goats run away.
Because they don't like the fireworks.
No, they were all, oh, hey, look, people, we're going to come see them. They come up to the gate and off goes the Roman candle. Oh, hell no. That was hilarious.
That is exactly why Kitten Atrix was on lockdown. Because as soon as the fireworks started, I just looked over and she was backed up against the wall, you know, the back arch, like, what the hell is going on out there? And I says, okay, let's put you in your carrier. And she backed up inside there. You couldn't even see her. Just a little white paws in the front.
Yep, and that's what she'll like when she's upset. She just wants in a small, dark area.
So I was like, okay, you stay in there, and I'll sit here, and we'll sneeze. And I couldn't even really game properly. I was so, sinus infection. Okay, you all, have you been following the progression of my sickness? It went from sore throat to what did I have? Hell, it went all through I'm having a whole upper respiratory issue. And it just went from there all the way up to sinus infection. At first, it was something else with my throat. My tonsils were swollen, and that was nasty. Then allergies, and now sinus infection. And I don't know about you all, but with sinus infections, I just kind of pass out and go to sleep at any given moment.
Yeah.
Without warning.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting there talking, and it's like,
I tell you, girl, the last 2 days, that's all I've done is slept. And I even took some Benadryl, and I hate taking Benadryl because that stuff will knock me out. But
I didn't need any help passing out because I was out. I fell asleep quite a few times with the controller in my hand. And then at one point, I was like,
I didn't even want a game. I was so sick.
The spirit was willing, the flesh was like, hell no. And I was like, I'm going to play me some Fable 2. I want to be playing Fable 2. No, sorry, Fable 3 when the new year comes in.
Mm-mm.
Up until 10 minutes before, and then the animals popped me some nice fireworks, and then I don't remember anything after that because I was back down for the count. Happy New Year, people.
Happy New Year.
Hopefully yours is better. Okay. So as you are well aware, hopefully this is not going to be a sexy week where we're all sick. This is how week is this week.
You know you want to rub some fixed vape rub on me.
Oh, my God.
I know, I've killed Corey.
that is so a me thing to say. I was like, wait a minute, I'm thinking it and she's saying it. Good God. So hopefully you all had better news. But anyway, lots of interesting little things were going on. I finally got to watch Big Bang Theory yesterday.
I have still not ever seen that.
Since I was sick. It is hilarious. I think I'm going to go ahead and add it to the lineup. The guy called the police because somebody stole his World of Warcraft account. I was on the floor trying not to throw up but laughing. it's hilarious. Also, this week, if you guys were watching our Twitter on Sunday, I mentioned Leverage, the whole show. Ginger, you have to watch this one. If you don't watch any of the other Leverages, and you can find it online, the Hardison's character ran the con. If you're not sure what the show is about, Leverage is kind of like a Ocean's 11, but on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. where they run a con on somebody, but they're the good guys. So he was the team leader this week. He took lead, and he ran it like a game. He designed the whole game, and that's how he ran the con. And it was working well up to a certain point, because obviously when you're designing a game, you can't throw in random things. I mean, yeah. they can throw in seemingly random things where we think it's random because we've never played it before, mm-hmm. but you can't plan for, like, you know, what if the Xbox, you know, controllers' batteries are dying at this particular part and they need to have two controllers. You know, you can't throw mm-hmm. in those random things.
Yeah.
So that's where his things went kind of wrong. But I was loving the fact that, you know, he was explaining to them how his con worked. He's like, this is a new con for the 21st century, you know, grifter. And, you know, let me explain to you. The player wants excitement. They want intrigue. They want an adventure. And it's up to the game developer to give it to them. And I was like, ah, I love you, Hardison. I want to have your little gamer babies. I love you.
Little gamer baby.
I love you, Hardison. I love you. Gotta watch it. It was so good.
I'm going to have to watch it now. That does sound pretty hilarious.
It was so good. Okay, so let me stop gushing about Hardison. I'm doing that every week, but he just put syrup on that boy. Okay. We got some news somewhere in here somewhere.
Yeah. There are news. There is news. Oh my God! People, I told y'all I'm so sick.
Oh.
All right. There is. Yes. There's rumor out there, and I'm pulling this from. I'm not going to tell you where I'm pulling it from. Wii U rumor. apparently, there may be an app store for both console and controller.
Ooh, like we didn't see that coming.
Yeah. All right, so we know the Nintendo Wii U is coming sometime this year, probably towards Christmas. So, you know, y'all got, just about a year to wait. And it's going to feature an online app store that offers more than just games.
Ooh, nice, I guess.
Yeah, especially because, you know, the Wii controller is kind of like a little tablet. Of course, there are no other real details. It's just a rumor at this point. It's going to be interesting. So I'm wondering, I mean, we're going to have, like, Angry Birds on the controller, because you know you freaks have to have your Angry Birds. So what, are we going to have, like, weather.com or something on there as well? Are we going to be able to check our stocks from our Wii U controller?
Well, they already had weather on the Wii, remember? The Weather Channel?
Oh, yeah, but now I'm wondering, I mean, because this is actually going to be on the controller. So I'm wondering what all type of apps are we actually going to get on our controller?
You know what? You just brought up something interesting. Okay. I'm going to have to research this. Was the iPad out when the Wii came out?
I don't know.
I don't think the original iPad was. So here's what I was thinking when you were saying that, is that probably Apple's going to try to sue them. But then I thought about if the Wii, the original Wii, was out before the iPad, they actually wouldn't have a leg to stand on, because the iPad bears a striking resemblance to the Wii home screen, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that, you know, if they say that, I'd be like, well, you stole this from us, and we very kindly did not say anything to you. But if you want to go, Apple.
I can totally see that. I can totally see Nintendo all, like, snapping its neck.
With a sword, though. It's got to be a sword.
Yes.
You know, Asian people don't play. That's where I get the cutting from. All right. Speaking of Angry Birds. Something's wrong with you people. Rovio said yesterday, they said today, actually, that they saw a record 6.5 million downloads of Angry Birds on Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah. That compares to about 2 million downloads on Apple iOS and Android on Christmas Day in 2010. The numbers show that the popular bird-slinging game hasn't lost its allure for smartphone and tablet users. Stay with me, voice. Don't go. Even though the game has already been downloaded hundreds of millions of times, the numbers are almost as big as the total number of phone activations on Christmas. They're saying we're really excited to have such a massive number of new people get acquainted with Angry Birds over the holidays. We have exciting new releases lined up for 2012 and can't wait to introduce them for the public. Rovio's Ville Hajari said this to All Things D. Yeah, Rovio's downloads include a mix of paid and free downloads for free titles, Angry Birds, Angry Birds Seasons, and Angry Birds Rio. Overall, the Christmas holiday week saw huge growth in apps downloaded. Analytics firm Flurry said it had 6.8 million smartphones that were activated on Christmas Day, and the number of apps downloaded in a week crossed the 1 billion mark for the first time last week for the 7 days that ended on December 31st. Overall, in 2011, Apple's App Store is expected to exceed 10 billion downloads, and the Android market is expected to hit life-to-date downloads of 10 billion as of December. You know, if you are like myself and you are trying to save space on your phone, you may have gotten rid of Angry Birds. And it's Christmas time and there's a bunch of screaming kids around you and they like Angry Birds. You may have re-downloaded it.
I'm so sorry for those people who did that.
Well, I'm one of them that does that because if I have little people around me and I want them to shut up, I'd quickly download Angry Birds. So I'm again wondering, how does Apple keeps touting this, oh, a billion people have downloaded. It may have been a billion people that were doing exactly what I did. It's New Year's, and I'm trying to make my black eyed peas because, it's, you know, if you're in the South, you know what that means. Eat
them. Yeah, you're supposed to eat them. I never eat those darn things.
I did this year. I was craving some. But so you're trying to make your black eyed peas. The kid is screaming, and you say, you take this and shut up. Just go over there and sit down. Go sit down. So are you counting the actual usage of the game? Is it counted again if you download it again? Because, you know, are there that many people in the U.S. that even own that many phones? That's what the stats are that I want to see. How many people actually have a phone that can run Angry Birds? And of how many of those phones, how many times has it been deleted and then re-downloaded? I'm just
That's
curious.
True, yeah.
I don't ever hear them say that. So, Apple?
And you probably won't.
We got 10 billion downloads. Okay, how many times, how many of that was we re-downloaded the same app? For whatever reason it was. Even if it's not a new phone, because, again, I will delete stuff to save space. I got, like, over this holiday, because of everybody was activating cell phones, networks were overwhelmed, and my phone got full because my text started coming in 3 and 4 times or coming in late or, like, at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got, like, 5 texts from somebody. I don't know who they were, and it just said blank, and then later on it came in 3 more times, and then it had the phone number attached. I mean, all kind of craziness. So how do I know?
Wow, that does sound kind of crazy.
Yeah. So how do I know that it's not just me downloading Angry Birds for the 5th time because I just wanted to shut up a kid? I'm just curious.
This is true. This is very true. This is very true.
All right.
My turn. All right. For you people who love your ink. Are you ready? I'm sorry. PS3 people? Yeah, you get no love on this. Or maybe you do. I don't know. Anyways, this is just for the Xbox Live Avatar Marketplace. Coming to you are tattoos. Oh, yes. Now you can jazz up your avatar with all sorts of ink. I'm sitting here looking at it. I see ones that say, like, the regular, you know, the heart with the mom across it. And like some Chinese tattoos. And there's some flowers. And I think I saw a skull or two. And then there's just some native artwork. And whole sleeves, little bitty tattoos, big tattoos. One of 23 pages. Are you kidding me? That's a lot. All right, so
22 pages.
Yeah, I don't know if all 22 pages are. No, 23. One out of 23 pages. All right, so looks like y'all are getting a lot of tattoos. That is just for Xbox Live Avatar Marketplace. Just so you know, looks like they're ranging from about 240 marketplace points to, I think, 160 is as low as I've seen it so far.
Mm.
So that's kind of cool.
Kind of sort of maybe.
Kind of sort of maybe. All right, what else we got? Blaster. I'll do this one for Blaster. Brian Crescenti leaves Kotaku. Stephen Totilo takes over.
Oh.
Yeah. Kotaku's longtime editor-in-chief, Brian Crescenti, announced today that he is leaving the website for greener and, at this point, unknown pastures. Mm. In a lengthy missive detailing his accomplishments and personal triumphs and tragedies, Crescenti, I'm probably saying your name wrong, announced that Stephen Totilo would take the reins of the site and its new editor-in-chief effective immediately. All right, so no idea where he's going. Apparently he did work for MTV beforehand. Maybe he's going back. Anyways, he's been the EIC over at Kotaku for 7 years. Everybody's got a whole lot of turnover going on right now.
Yeah, the whole joystick thing and...
And I'm sitting here reading this. I'm like, is this all tongue-in-cheek? Because that sounded kind of, you know, talking about his personal accomplishments. Not, you know, are y'all taunting him? Because...
Well, Anonymous again.
Oh, I got to tell you. Oh, all right, sorry about that later. I've got somebody following me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really.
Well, apparently Anonymous is saying they released a video saying their intention to attack Sony over its support for the SOPA. Or Stop Online Piracy Act. In a video that was posted on YouTube on December 28th, the group said that Sony had signed its own death warrant by supporting the controversial American Act. Yet again, we have to decide to destroy your network, threatened the video. We will dismantle your phantom from the internet. Prepare to be extinguished. Justice will be swift, and it will be for the people, whether some like it or not.
Yeah, I went over and commented on that, and that's where I got my followers.
The post was updated with an image of a dog with a gun to its head and the following message: Dear RIAAMPAA, meet Sony. Sony is a dog. Sony is your dog. Cease and desist in pursuing your ridiculous, futile, decade-long crusades against grandmas, innovators, teenagers, and dead people. If not, we kill your dog. Some of you need to take your Ritalin.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my God. I was like, seriously, guys? Really? I was like, look, I see...
Well, here,
what y'all were originally trying to do, but this is getting kind of ridiculous.
Wait, here's the rub. Sony has actually withdrawn from supporting SOPA, although Sony ATV Music Publishing, Sony Music Entertainment, and Sony Music Nashville are still listed in the official documents as supporters, and the ESA, of which Sony is a member, still backs the anti-piracy bill. Anonymous, boys and girls there, please. If you're going to go after anybody, forget Sony. They don't really have a say-so on whether or not it goes through. The people you're after sit in this little place called the White House?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
So why, for the love of God, are you going after Sony? Go after the people who actually have the ability to put it through or stop it. It doesn't matter. Nobody from Sony works for the government. And at the end of the day, whether they're nice to the government or the government's nice to them, they're still going to do what the hell they want to do, the government, I'm meaning. Stop it. You're going to mess with my PlayStation Network. I can't watch my movies.
Well, see, that was the main thing that, you know, I got into an argument with them about. And they're like, you know, we never said we're going to attack the PSN network again. We're not going to do that. It's like, yes, because y'all learned last time when you pissed off all the gamers that were cheering you on. It's not a good idea. So that was the other deal. And there was more comments where the person who owns the channel who's moderating and commenting on their comments came back with, you know, even if Sony does back down, we're still going to attack them. It's kind of like, really? Wow. Even if they do withdraw their support, completely withdraw
their
support.
They have, and they have already, is the thing. See, that you're not, Anonymous, you're not even keeping up with the news yourself. They've already withdrawn support.
Even the music side.
Yeah, well, they said they're still listed in the documents, but, again, remember, documents, once they're on the internet, are forever. And whoever, some little intern up at the White House has not gotten around to updating the documents just to remove Sony. And somebody's not really caring because they're like, we're not doing anything. We're not backing you.
Yeah, and see, that's the deal. And then and I think it was just people, I was sick. So the last 48 hours, kind of a blur. But I want to say it was yesterday that I was reading the comment where on the website, Anonymous was saying, you know, even if they do back down, and now that you say they have, they're still not going to not attack Sony. They're going to attack Sony. At this point, it's kind of like, great, so they back down, they're no longer supporting it, and you're still going to attack them? That sounds kind of ridiculous.
Well, you got some interesting comments over at GI.biz. One that really stands out to me is a guy who says he feels sorry for the hardworking people, the Sony employees who Anonymous feel deserve to be caught up in this.
Yes, and that is what I went off on Anonymous on their channel the other day. I was like, look, you are linking credit card information of people who are just honest, hardworking Joes.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they may even support your cause. They may even be illegal downloaders supporting your cause.
Yes, but they
but
have
it just happens to
have
be
a job.
Their job.
They have to have a job.
Yeah.
Now, another one says it's a very ill-informed attack, and what benefit will there be to attack Sony? Can't these groups put their chaotic powers to better uses for mankind? Guys,
see,
I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you. The predictions that we were talking about last year where the guy said that the government is going to start stepping up to show you what they can do as opposed to what you can do. And it's going to be ugly. As my grandma said, they're going to put you under the jail. So, and you will have no support from the community you keep saying that you're defending because you're not handling it properly. I'm not saying you got to take everybody's absolute advice, but you're attacking. You're like the kid who was trying to go to the party and can never find the party. Just you're on the wrong street, you're at the wrong house, and no matter how many times you call and say, which house is it, you can't get it right. Just stop. Just let it go, really.
Yeah.
If you're not going to go after the people who are actually in charge, because then I'd be impressed, one. Two, it would make more sense because you have congressmen and whatever who have no idea what SOPA is. They're just like, they're making money and we're not, and we want them to stop it. That's pretty much what it boils down to them. They have no idea how any of our community works.
Mm-hmm.
They can't work their iPhone. But you're not going after them. You're going after the people who I just work at Sony, and I'm just trying to feed my five kids. That's all I'm trying to do. There is no other job for me. I've looked, and this is where I work. But you're going to shut my company down just for fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. It really is. And it's just, what's worse is that they're making the rest of the gamer community, the rest of the digital community, look bad by doing this.
I could give them.
This is why we don't get taken seriously.
I could give them a whole list of places, the things you should be doing. Hell, unemployment. I've been mad about unemployment for years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those people work, they take money out of your checks for unemployment. So say
mm-hmm.
you get fired and, you know, where's my money?
Mm-hmm.
Where is my money?
It's gone. You never see it again.
You never see it again. Why were you taking it out? Oh, we'll give you 3 months worth of money. That's something I would like for you to find out. Why don't you find documents on that? Help out your American peoples. We don't need to be taking money out of our pocket or getting rid of my hard-earned entertainment.
Yes, yes. Do not take away my entertainment. We could go on about this forever. This whole
thing. We probably will.
Yeah.
And people keep tweeting me and stuff. Okay. I know. Okay.
All right. What else we got? I had something I wanted to read, and I have apparently misplaced it. It was kind of cool. Oh, BYOC. Ah, yes. No longer BYOB, it's BYOC 2012, Gamers Unite in 60 Hours Nonstop Gaming and Computer Festival. India's premier gaming marketing and esports management company, Extreme Gaming, popularly known as XG, is organizing BYOC Gaming and Computer Festival in New Delhi. BYOC is the place for video game enthusiasts to meet, share their passion for gaming, learn about the latest in gaming industry, and see new products from industry leaders. Attendees will also battle it out in intense competition playing Counter-Strike, COTA, Call of Duty 4, Tekken, FIFA, and NFS. The event kicks off at 10 a.m. Friday, January 6th, and will take place at Ambience Mall, Gurgaon. Gaming will continue nonstop for 60 hours as this new lifestyle trend really takes off and network gaming comes of age. BYOC 2012 is held in association with the HT Hedge, BenQ, and Kingston Technology are the platinum sponsors. All right, so this is kind of cool. Ashish Gupta, co-founder and director, Extreme Gaming, says this is a very unique opportunity to play games in one of the largest gaming festivals we've seen till now. Gaming in India is growing in leaps and bounds, and we expect a great response from gamers across the country and across genres. This is pretty neat. And see, people, this is how you do it. You actually hire somebody who can speak English to translate your stuff. It's great.
And won't tell your customers, you don't know who I am, son.
No kidding, that dude. So today was like his first day at McDonald's sweeping floors or something, right?
They didn't hire him at McDonald's, or he got fired already. You know what? You know who I am? I'm head of Ed McMuffin, son. You know.
Oh, my God. I love you, unicorn. Oh, you still got to tweet that. Oh, my God. We have too much fun here. Way too much fun here.
I like the BYOC things, although I'm too paranoid to do any of that. Anybody else paranoid about taking their gadgets out of the house? I am.
I've done it before.
Mm-mm. I got in an argument with a family member some years ago that wanted me to bring my Xbox out to some, it might have been Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
No, Xboxes are notorious for red ringing as soon as you move them. That's why they tell you, put it where you're going to put it and leave it alone. And my mind doesn't red ring. Have you moved it? Well, no. Well, shut up. How about we bring your Xbox? Not taking money.
I can't be away from my electronics. They got to come with me.
Mm-mm, mine stay where they're safe. I've lost one laptop to theft, and it will never happen.
Oh, no. See, somebody begin their... Beats, dead.
Ah, that would be the Gaminatrix line, which we're not answering while we're on the air. All right. So, apparently, you lovely people out there, Minecraft is the game that keeps on giving. Yes. You can now print your Minecraft designs as 3D models using a new software called Mindways. Yes. Developer Mojang already has a Lego project under review, and now a free-to-use program has been released that helps you print out your Minecraft creations as real objects on a 3D printer.
Interesting.
Venture Beat is reporting that the open-source Mindways program by Eric Haynes allows you to pick a chunk of your Minecraft world and export it in a format suitable for sending directly to a 3D printer. You can also choose to edit the model using 3D modeling software such as Blender prior to printing, and I'm still learning how to use Blender. You went to me with that class. Wasn't that you that went me to the Blender class?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm still playing around with this thing. And those people are having a fight, which we will have to tell you about because that's juicy news we just overlook. But have you been watching that fight that's going
on?
No. Oh, man. Yeah, we'll talk about that fight back. That is juicy. Prime. It needs to make. Yeah. Anyway, Haynes has created a video that takes you through the process of capturing your Minecraft creation and uploading it to Shapeways, which is a service that will print out your model and ship it directly to you. So you'll have it in your hands. Right?
That's cool.
Okay, so there's plenty of tips to get the best from the software on the Mindways page. They have a dedicated Mindways page. Let me tell you the URL. It is realtimerendering.com/Eric with an H, E-R-I-C-H. Minecraft, just go to the website. Go to realtimerendering.com. I'm sure they have a link. According to Haynes, a large detail model of his Minecraft spawn area using a 15 by 3.9 by 9.8 inches would cost about $633 to print in color. This is about the largest color model you can create on a Z printer, 650 printer. I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Okay, so anyway, by contrast, a small Minecraft Eiffel Tower model measuring about 4.8 inches high would cost about $25 to print in color. Now, to make life easier, the Mindways program has built a built-in scaling option, so you can specifically budget your model. Say you only want to spend $50, you can scale it down so that it'll be about $50. Now, even if you don't play Minecraft, they're saying you can still play around with the Mindways program by using maps made by other people, such as a site called Minecraft World Map, which features a nifty Google Maps preview function. You can also buy models of Haynes' own creations from his Mindways shop at Shapeways. And this marriage of 3D printing technology and Minecraft session seems to be made in heaven. Well, no doubt to further cement the Minecraft community's love for the indie game sensation, and it has already sold over 4 million copies to date. I finally got to play with it on my my Android, and I'm not really sure what I was doing, but I was very interested. I was very engaged. I wanted to know what I was doing, which doesn't happen very often with games on iPhone, iPad, Android, none of those.
Yeah, I tried playing it, and I was like, wait a minute, what is this? What am I doing? And
yeah.
I was like, I have no idea, and that irritated me.
Yeah, I was irritated, but I was still wanting to know what I wanted to know what I was doing. Sometimes when a game is bad, you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't care. I'm not playing this anymore. This sucks, and I don't want to play it. Delete. But I had to delete this. I needed my space. I had to get my Out of Milk app, which I tell y'all I love. If you have not owned Out of Milk, you need to get it. But, yeah. So, I'm thinking I may sit down and actually read. I think I want to get involved in this Minecraft business. What I understand is, Ginger, they give you elements and you have to mine the elements and then you make things. You make your wood, then you take the wood, you make a house. It's very complicated, like I like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I like that. So you have to make all the elements to build the thing and then you turn around and build it, is what I understand. Anybody out there, correct me if I'm wrong.
That is cool. All right, so I guess it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you got me daydreaming about a game that I was playing last night.
Oh,
World's most prolific Pokemon family leads the pack of extraordinary video game records, facts and figures, and new Guinness World Records 2012 Gamers Edition. Yay! Yeah, because it's that time again. World records. All right, so the family that plays together definitely stays together. Hey, that's my line. I did that first. And probably catches them all. I've got like a whole paper that I wrote, and that was that line. Anyways, and probably catches them all. The newest edition of the Video Game Bible, Guinness World Records 2012 Gamers Edition, hits stores today with the most comprehensive collection of video game records ever known, including the most prolific Pokemon family in the world, the Arnolds. All right, so the Frankfort Five, hailing from the Illinois suburb outside of Chicago, are Pokemon prodigies who rank as some of the world's greatest players each year during the Pokemon Video Game Championships, earning them the title of the largest competitive Pokemon video game family. Oh, wow. All right, so gamers with a little extra cash can spend 1,242 of their hard-earned money on the most valuable Kinect sensor, a special peripheral encrusted with 6,000 Swarovski crystals.
Ooh!
Lovely. Brassy brawlers will be knocked out by an entire section devoted to fighting games, including Mortal Kombat, Marvel vs. Capcom, Dead or Alive, while the growing genre of lifestyle and fitness game boasts achievements like most people exercising to a video game, 783 people. Once again, this year features many women making their mark in the interactive realm. Iowa's Elizabeth Bollinger preferred to dance her way into the record books, where she earned the title for most prolific dancing game high score, with top scores in 85 songs spanning across Dance Central, Just Dance, and Just Dance 2. And she'll be attempting a new high score on most popular gaming network G4 in mid-January. Jennifer Hale grabbed the record for most prolific voice actor for lending her voice to 129 video games over the course of almost two decades.
Christ.
That is hot. Awesome. Yeah, that is so cool. All right, so I've got this whole long thing. It's a really long story. And I've even got the link to where you can go pick yourself up one of these books, which I think I want.
Well, I've already asked them for a copy. So.
Very nice. So,
I'm working today.
So check it up on GameAndHX.com this morning.
And hopefully soon we'll have some copies to share with you if we decide to share it, because, sometimes it's hard. It's hard.
Yes, it's so hard. She still misses that DS.
Oh, stop reminding me of that. It hurts my heart. I found my Game Boy Advance that they gave us first year that's pink. It's metallic pink, so that's different from just pink. We'll keep a metallic pink. It'll work. It needs some Swarovski crystal on it is what it needs. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I just got some charts in, people.
What did you get?
The charts. You people are wrong for the charts being late. They're a whole day late. Should have been here yesterday.
They're not. They know. We were around yesterday.
Maybe that's why. Okay, but let me tell you, because we got a bit. Okay, so let me tell you who we got. Who was selling while you guys were out cavorting, drinking on the city. Number 10, Forza Motorsport 4. I don't know why, but some of you like it. Number 9, Mario Kart 7. 8, Elder Scrolls Skyrim. 7, Need for Speed The Run. 6, Saints Row the Third, coming back into the charts. Number 5, Assassin's Creed Revelations. Just Dance 3 fell to number 4. Number 3, Battlefield 3, back up in the charts. But just above it, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Right. Number 1, I don't know why, again, FIFA 12. Why? Who is playing?
No idea.
You UK people love you some FIFA. I don't know. And it's not even an American thing for me that I don't know why you like the particular sport. I'm not understanding the game itself. I guess I'll have to play it because I haven't. So I'm not going to say you're crazy, but. You're crazy.
I'll say it. Y'all are crazy.
And I want me some Just Dance. I was not a fan up until the Penny Arcade thing, the Child's Play thing that we did at March. Yeah. I fell in love with it there. I was trying not to look at it, but I'm so hooked. Those of you who like your Dance Central, if you are, you know, you have a family or you have people over at your house all the time, Just Dance 3 is going to work much better. As opposed to watching one to two people dance, four of you can dance at once. Five, six of you. I love it. And it's always, it's something cute. Like, I love the Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. If you remember the video, they're all dressed up like cheerleaders. And
oh, my God. That's cool.
So the dance routine is, you know, like you're cheerleaders. It's very funny to see the guys do it. Hilarious. Okay. Anyway, that's my little take. Ginger, may I do another, since that was just
You may.
Thank you kindly. But some of you are loving the Star Wars. Seriously loving the Star Wars. It's experienced some serious early success. The Old Republic, they're saying, is an indication of a healthy market for subscription-based MMOs, which means we may get them back, thank God. So we can get rid of some of you little people. Okay, so Electronic Arts said over the Christmas period that more than 1 million users had registered for the game, which officially went live on the 20th, although it had steadily rolled out early access to the game beginning 2 weeks before that. He says, we view the early success of Star Wars as an indication of a very healthy MMO market. This is from Baird Equities Research, Colin Sebastian. He says, while there is likely some shifting of usage from Activision's World of Warcraft, we see a market for multiple million user MMOs in the U.S. and Europe. Baird Equity estimates that the game has peak concurrent users of roughly 350 players. According to analysts at Cohen and Company, the uptake of the Old Republic has had minimal apparent impact on Blizzard and Activision's market-leading World of Warcraft. But it also noted that it expects a decline in WoW subscriptions the fourth quarter to be higher than 2.5% following recent trends in the game, which has seen players leave. You all know why. As of December 31st, EA has a total of 215 operational Star Wars servers, with 124 being here in the U.S. and 91 over in Europe. That compares to the 491 European and U.S. servers for World of Warcraft combined. Our early critical response for the Old Republic has been generally positive, although many outlets are still in the process of reviewing the game. And we have not gotten a copy, EA. We're still upset. And they ask us, did we want one? Can you believe that? And we don't have it.
Where is ours?
If you're going to ask us if we want it, then you should give it to us when we say yes. Okay. So it currently, it currently boasts a Metacritic score of 88, but the game has not been without its launch controversies, including, yes, gold farming.
Boom!
And bans for players that some have seen as unfair, which we'll not go into details, probably took. Wow, a while from now. Of course, all eyes are on the game now to see if it can maintain its subscription business model, with many expecting a shift to free-to-play, has been the case with most multiple MMOs over the past 18 months. I hope they maintain. This time I do have to root for them, because I do not like the free-to-play model in this instance, or that it's all free-to-play. I like not having to play with children when I'm playing my MMOs. I'm sorry.
This is true. But then, you know, you have, like, Fallen Earth. That's free-to-play, and I'm pretty sure you're still not going to find children there.
Well, Fallen Earth is too hard for a lot of people. They can't grasp the concept of this is a complicated
this
game.
This is true. Some of you adults are even whiny about that.
Yeah, they can't. Well, I'm not going to say they can't grasp the realism of the game, is what it is. You want to, you know, say, I need tainted milk and I just want to go and buy it in the store, as opposed to I have to go and actually find it in an abandoned building in an abandoned refrigerator where it would be in the real world. So
exactly.
So I particularly like that. But I'm tired of the kiddies in game. I really wish that Second Life would put that back to split the kids off.
Yes. I don't know why they did that. That was such a bad idea. Oh my God. Have you heard about pathing in Second Life? Okay. Sorry.
Pathing
for AIs. Oh, yes.
Oh, they always had that, so it must have gotten better. It must be something wonderful.
Yes, they're going to up it. It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fun, because I know a lot of people that have built games in Second Life that have NPCs that they've made that are supposed to patrol. You also have people that have made ghosts that are supposed to patrol, and it's hard to do it's something to do with the, you know what, I'm about to get all technical here, and I'll say that for off the air, because some of you are like, I don't even know what she's talking about. Some of you will follow me perfectly, because it works the same way in any virtual world that's being built, but I'll tell Ginger later. And if you want to know, you can welcome to email me. I'll tell you what I was about to say. I was about to go full on geek. I had put the hat on and the t-shirt. It was about to,
that is hot. That is hot. I was getting the water hose ready. It was going to be good.
The wet geek t-shirt contest.
Hell yes. All right. Thanks all week. GamePolitics.com. Spain implements strict file sharing law. Not good. Not good. While U.S. politicians get ready to return to fight over SOPA, new legislation to combat file sharing in Spain has been approved. The legislation, called the Sustainable Economy Law, LES, was specifically designed to stop Spanish internet users from accessing file sharing sites either by blocking them at the ISP level or by shutting them down completely. Spain's new government, the Partido Popular, the People's Party, has fully implemented the so-called Cindy Law. Under the new law, if a rights holder complains, ISPs are required to block websites within 10 days of the complaint. Complaints are made to a government body, the Intellectual Property Committee. Deputy Prime Minister Maria Soraya Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria announced at a press conference, that is a mouthful, good Lord, poor kid growing up with that, at a press conference that the Cindy Law, named after the outgoing Minister of Culture, Angeles Gonzalez Cindy, will be fully implemented. In her speech, Santa Maria posited to the media that the law's objective was to protect against the plundering of intellectual property rights and to ensure that Spain joined the international standard in the fight against online piracy. The law was passed in February of last year, but the government had to wait to implement because it lacked a framework to execute it properly. It is interesting to see all of the plans in those secret meetings about ACTA are now playing out all around the world. And to be fair, it seems that Spain is on the same page as the U.S. They take their marching orders from the special interests in the entertainment industry. Ouch. The only thing that is funny about this story is how the People's Party has just taken the rights away from the people of Spain. True story.
That is, well, is it here next?
No. We do need to fight this. Anonymous, we need to fight this. Just we need to do it not immaturely. We need to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know.
We are growing into the age of gamers. There's a lot of younger people now that grew up with technology and understand that this is wrong. But then you've got the older generation that's still in office that doesn't understand technology and is scared of it. And y'all are not helping this.
Yes, by terrorizing them in the wrong way.
Yes, 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 wrong way. Terrorize them in the right way, not the wrong way.
All right, so apparently our copies of the Gamer's Edition of the Guinness Book of World Records is on its way.
Yes, baby.
I'm working too hard this morning already. Can't be accomplishing stuff on the top of the list already. All right. And servers are down. Anonymous, are you messing with our mail servers? Really?
No, but I was totally just doing the Cabbage Patch dance. So.
And then Anonymous attacked that server. They're going to be like, we didn't even touch your stuff. Stop blaming us. We know you didn't, babies, but we're still going to fuss at you. Okay. It's time to take a break or something like that.
Oh, my gosh, it is. Look at that.
It is time to take a break. And now my green tea is kicking in, but I'm still sick. If you've been super sick and super alert, fun, I got to tell you. All right. All right, so we will see you guys. Wait a minute. Oh, you guys know where to find us. Oh, wait a minute. Is it Tuesday? Yeah.
So it is tonight. Tuesday. We got, yeah.
Tonight is Pixinista Sex all week long.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to have some very questionable pictures up on Game of Matrix in just a little bit for Corey to be like, oh, my God.
Don't yet. You hold back because I need to talk to you about that. I sent out the email. I was sick. I left out quite a few details for you guys. And you guys, make sure you're there tonight. Remember, if you are planning to listen to Sex All Week and us talk about, you know, the virtual sex items, and it'll be again on Thursday night show as well, so they'll kind of meld together. But if you wish to listen, you will have to have a Blog Talk account because it will be rated M. We're kind of rated, I think we're just below M now, so that you can listen, I think, without an account. Mm-hmm. But you will not even be able to find us if you do not have an account. So go ahead and sign up. Go over to Blog Talk Radio and then sign up. Follow us. so you can be alerted when it starts. And we'll see you later on tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And bring the hot oils.
Wait a minute. All right, we just went over into, without any music, we went over into perfect timing. But we'll go on. I am so off today, so amazingly random, I cannot control it. So I'm sorry, y'all. I'm all over the place with this here news. The fun thing is, it'll all get done. It just will not be done in any kind of concernable
order.
Yeah. So anyway, moving along. Google.
Google. What did Google do?
Well, they did a little something they shouldn't have done. VentureBeat is reporting that a series of low-quality posts that were meant to increase the search ranking of Google's Chrome browser, which also appears to have been sponsored by Google, could put the search giant in hot water for violating its own rules. More than 400 such posts, which contain the phrases, "This post is sponsored by Google," were first uncovered by SEO Books' Aaron Wall, which led Search Engine Land's Danny Sullivan to do even more digging. Why the hubbub? Well, Google expressly forbids the use of paid links to influence search rankings. And last year, it penalized companies like JCPenney and Overstock for using such links. If a sponsored post does link back to an advertiser's site, it must use the no-follow tag so that it doesn't influence search rankings. The company notably also penalized itself, including Google Japan and Google-owned Beat That Quote, last year for breaking its own rules, Sullivan did point out. That means, in the worst case, the company may have to ban the Chrome download page from its search engine. That certainly won't help Chrome when it comes to taking on IE and Firefox, especially among general users. The company has also been promoting Chrome heavily in more legitimate ways via online and TV ads, efforts which may be wasted if Chrome disappears from the Google search. Oh, I love it. Can't you just see Google sitting in a boardroom and they're all pointing the fingers at themselves going, "You're banned, you stopped it, you're wrong, you're bad, Google."
That is hilarious.
You stop it, no, you stop it. Okay, so Google hasn't yet officially commented on the matter, ostensibly because most employees had yesterday off, of course, but the company is definitely aware of the issue. As Chrome Vice President Linus Upson commented last night on Sullivan's Google Plus thread, "News to me, looking into it." That Google hasn't immediately denounced the news means that the company may indeed be involved with these posts, albeit unwillingly. It's also possible that a lone wolf within the company, desperate to increase Chrome's profile on the web, began the sponsored post campaign to shine additional light on the fastest-growing browser. Yeah. The campaign appears to have been run by Unruly Media, a third-party firm that Sullivan is pointing out. What's worse for Google is that much of the paid posts seem to be of extremely low quality, something that recent Panda update for Google Search was meant to minimize. Well, at least you have to look at it this way. At least you didn't have Ocean Media representing you.
This is true, because that would have been a bad, bad thing.
Ooh, I'm going to be messing with that guy for some months to come.
No kidding. He needs to be messed with, man. Cannot troll the internet without expecting to be trolled back. Oh, it is my turn, isn't it?
This is your turn. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about that last.
Yeah. All right, what have I got? I've got all sorts of kind of crazy. All right, so Make the Game 2012 is launched. Computech Media announces the second round of its successful international developer contest with some new features. You can register for the International Browser and Social Games Competition, Make the Game 2012. Until the 16th of April 2012, developers have another opportunity to present their games to an audience of millions and obtain a lucrative publishing contract. Games in open beta release can also be submitted at this time. All right, so after a huge success last year with broad international participation, Computech Media is investing a total of 1 million euros again in 2012 to find new browser and social game networks, social network games. The five-member jury of experts.
Sorry, Ginger, I didn't mean to hit send
okay.
yet.
That's fine. The five-member jury of experts will award prizes for up to three promising games in the second year of Make the Game. Top-class judges with decades of games experience will once again ensure the quality of the prize-winning games. Michael Hinks, who also held various senior positions in the gaming industry since 1998, as chairman of the jury, Felix Roker, vice president of international development Havoc, Petra Frolich, editor-in-chief PC Games, Florian Stengel, editor-in-chief of Online Computech Media, and Hans Ippich, publishing director of Computech Media. The winner will be presented at GamesCon 2012 in Cologne. All right, so if you want more information about this, I have it up on GameMatrix.com already this morning, so go over there and check that out.
All right. Yeah, we got some server issues I am not pleased about. Stop it, Anonymous.
Oh, we're going to have to beat somebody?
They're going to tell you, stop it, Anonymous. Let me stop. They're not doing anything. Because, you know, we have some...
See, I'm so out of it. I was like, didn't even notice you said Anonymous.
Yeah, well, they might have noticed. They're like, we didn't do anything. Stop blaming us.
I'll blame you if I want.
I won't blame if you didn't do it. All right. So, guys, are you ready? Are you ready? Because Vita's coming to the U.S. Yes. But it doesn't look good.
No?
Doesn't look good.
Uh-oh.
All eyes are on the PlayStation Vita sales ahead of the Western launch. Sony's PlayStation Vita, according to GI.biz, saw a 78% drop in sales figures in its first 2 weeks, from 324,859 sold in 1 week to 72,479 in week two. This allowed older consoles such as the PlayStation Portable and the Nintendo 3DS to actually outsell a brand new machine in week two, with the 3DS hitting 482,200 in sales and the PSP selling 101,121. The handheld launched in Japan just before Christmas on December 17th, and the figures come from a researcher called Media Create. Sony Japan itself has refused to comment on any of the sales figures. By comparison, the Nintendo 3DS sold 374K in its launch weekend in Japan, while the Vita's predecessor, PSP Go, sold only 166K. It's still early for Vita, for them in Japan. The drop in sales could be attributed to both the high price, which is again such as 24,000 yen, which is about $329 was last week, give or take a few dollars, you know. Also, to the lack of Monster Hunt, of a Monster Hunter launch title, which is a key franchise for the console in the Japanese market, some are now speculating that the sales will force a price cut for this one as well. Elsewhere in the industry, developers and publishers are remaining skeptical about the console's chances in a market dominated by mobile and tablet devices, with Dr. Mike Capps of Epic Games being the most recent one. He says, I'm not sure how well it's going to be accepted in our Western market, which is primarily where our games sell, is what he told GI.biz in a very exclusive interview. Yay. He says, it's a really cool platform, but I have a phone, and it's really hard to compete with that, so I'm not sure if it will be successful or not. The Vita will launch in the UK on February the 22nd at around 2:30, and I think we get it shortly thereafter. I know... You know, I'm kind of getting mad at the developers that keep having a throw-up-their-hands attitude. We're not going to develop anything for the handheld consoles because, you know, everybody has a phone. No, people who are casual gamers tend to want to play on their phones. Us hardcore people need a little more power and a little more game. You know, Cafe World is not going to satisfy me for long periods of time. If I'm stuck at the DMV, yeah, I play a little Cafe World on the phone, on the iPad, and then I'm done. I'm not going to buy cards for it at the Walmart. And I'm not saying casual gamers aren't hardcore, but the people that play the Cafe World, yeah, they don't need a PSP Vita. They don't need a 3DS. But I need one. When I sit down to play Cooking Mama, I want to chop my vegetables and all this kind of business, and I don't want anybody interrupting me by calling me either.
Exactly.
I will lean over on my phone and hit decline while I'm chopping my vegetables. I will get back to you when I am done cutting up this cucumber type of business. No, I'm starting to hear more of that from them, and it worries me. We shouldn't develop anything. And I'm going to tell you this, thinking about this at 4:30 this morning while I'm up trying to look for something, because, you know, we have a lovely iPhone, iPad, Android game review section that we have nothing in because none of us can find anything that we just love to play where we, yeah. And it's not that the games are bad. They just, it's like, fast food. You play it, and then an hour later, you forgot you played it. They're forgettable.
Yes, 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 they are forgettable. I've played so many games, and they're just like, oh, I don't even want to write about you. This is...
And it was fun.
I just want to forget I ever had you on my computer or on my phone or...
I'm like, I don't know you. So it's just, I wish the developers step up. At least, why don't you grab, if you're going to be that way, grab one of the phones and give a game where I'm like, damn, this is on a phone? This is on my Android? This is on the iPad?
Yes.
Nothing
yet. Giving me crappy stuff.
Well, that's because we have so many amateur developers, which is great, but some of them don't need to be making games. And really, this year I am on a mission to make a huge stink about the fact that Android and Apple refuse to use the ESRB rating system. Really.
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous and is going to hurt us in the long run. And I will not let you hurt my community.
No.
If I can help it. See there? Look here, Anonymous. I'm not saying shut down the Apple network or the Android people, but maybe you need to toss a threat their way. Back your community.
Yeah,
back your community and say, you know what, you should be using this. Because you know what the rating system, the ratings are? Again, those of you who have not noticed, it's very small and to the left on the app, on both app stores. This is rated 12. It's almost like they're whispering, this is rated 12 plus for gore and violence. Don't look over here. Go ahead and download it so that we can say we have 10 billion downloads.
Something, yeah.
We got 3 minutes. Do you want to fit or you just want to go? We're sick. We should probably go.
Let's
I'm just
go.
Gonna, I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna throw that out there. We love y'all. Oh, but the sickness.
Yes. We love y'all. We'll be back tonight. I need a nap.
Yeah, tonight we will be on and popping.
Yes. On and popping.
I just want to hear her say it. Doesn't she sound cute? All right, we'll do a little Nicki Minaj because I feel like my immune system is being massive attacked right now. Go ahead, Nicki. Anyway, you know where you can find us, gamermatrix.com, gamergirlsradio.com,
Facebook,
yes, it's
Twitter.
Ooh, she's saying it all sexual. Continue, Ginger.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I can lie. I don't know. Where else? We're all over. Google Plus, I think.
Yeah, we are on Google Plus.
Yay!
Ooh, don't dance, Corey. Don't do it. All right, we'll see you guys later tonight. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you got an account or you won't be able to find us.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah.